What is Torah? Many of you know it as the Pentateuch, the first five books of Moses, or the Law. Torah is the Hebrew word that references the first five books of your Bible. Many versions translate Torah into Law. Although that is not inaccurate, Law isn't the best translation. A better translation into English for Torah would be Instructions. So Torah is more accurately known as Instructions. Whose instructions and to whom? Torah or instructions were given to the descendants of Abraham, known as Israel, and today the Jewish people. Think of Torah as their constitution. It contains instructions for a people that will become a nation created by Adonai. There are civil instructions given specifically for Israel as a nation. Just as the U.S. Constitution is only for this country, likewise there are instructions in Torah that applied only to Israel. There are ceremonial laws that pertain to the priesthood, who were the spiritual leaders of the nation. Just as we have our holidays, July 4th, Memorial Day, and Thanksgiving, likewise Israel had its holidays, or Moedim, known as appointed times. These are known as the feasts of Adonai given to Israel. The final category of instructions are known as moral instructions. These instructions were given directly to Israel, but are applicable to all people. The framers of the United States Constitution used as their inspiration the Torah, what Adonai instructed to Israel. So if only 237 years ago the framers of the Constitution considered Torah to be the foundational aspect for this country, isn't it still today? Many view Torah as Old Testament, meaning that all within it has been superseded by the New Covenant. This is where the confusion begins and perception takes over. Today we have briefly covered that Torah does contain many instructions and was inspirational in the foundational development of the United States. However, the misconception that Torah is instruction only and not relevant for today is totally false and incorrect. Torah is much more than instructions. In our next broadcast, I will delve further into the dynamics of Torah. During the month of June, Messianic Perspectives is offering the message Covenant Confusion to anyone sending a tax-deductible gift in any amount in support of this ministry and Portland's only Messianic Jewish synagogue, Kehillah Portland. If God places this ministry upon your heart, please send your offering to Jewish Heritage Revival, 12 Liberty Lane, Unit 68, South Portland, Maine, 04106. Please be sure to include your name and address so that we may send you a copy of the message and your tax-deductible receipt. Feel free to send your questions and comments to info@jewishheritagerevival.com. So until next time, when we will continue our journey into Messianic Perspectives, Todah and Shalom. Thank you for listening.